Welcome to another edition of the True North Country Comics Podcast, dedicated to promoting comic book creators and supporters. It's June 25th, 2019. I'm John Swinimer. On this episode, I chat with Ricky King. Ricky is an illustrator originally from Newfoundland, but now resides in Ontario. He claims he got his start in comics after winning an arts and entertainment newspaper comic contest in St. John's, Newfoundland. He occasionally makes comments about made-up animals, but they're usually about himself and squirrels. During our chat, Ricky talked about how he got his start in comics, in addition to some of his early influences. He spoke about his latest work, The Motivationalist, along with his future plans. Ricky also had offered insight into the growing creative spirit in the St. John's comic book community. But before I continue, here's some of the current news about Canadian comic book creators and supporters. Sci-Fi Wire published an article about new young adult and middle grade graphic novels recently announced by DC at the annual Library Association's annual convention. The list includes From Middle Grade Readers, DC Superheroes, Powerless, illustrated by Agnes Garbowska and written by Amy Wolfren for March 2020, along with The Mystery of the Meanest Teacher, a Johnny Constantine graphic novel written by Ryan North and illustrated by Derek Charm. For young adults, it's I Am Not Starfire, written by Mariko Tamaki. You can read more at sci-fi.com. The Excelsior 2019 winners were announced in a ceremony held in Trent College in Nottingham, England. Initially intended as a graphic novel and manga award just for schools in Sheffield, to complement the long-running Sheffield Children's Book Award, where kids aged 11 to 18 decide the winner by rating each book as they read it, while raising the profile of graphic novels and manga among school librarians and teachers. Today, the Excelsior Award attracts over 200 schools from all over the UK and beyond. The winners include, for students age 11 and over, It's Supergirl Being Super, written by Mariko Tamaki and illustrated by Joelle Jones. And for students age 16 and over, it's Dr. Star and the Kingdom of Lost Tomorrows, written by Jeff Lemire and illustrated by Max Fumira. You can read more at excelsioraward.co.uk. Comic-Con International San Diego recently published a list of creators who will be attending the major event from July 18th to 21st. Among the many are the following Canadian creators: Matt Banning at BB22 and Agnes Garbowska at DD01. There'll be plenty more coming in the next few weeks, and you can read more at comic-con.org. Sequential Magazine reported that Toronto-based cartoonist Megan Kearney is donating the proceeds from the digital sales of her Beauty and the Beast books to RAICES, R-A-I-C-E-S, a Texas nonprofit which helps separated families, detained families, unaccompanied minors, and others seeking asylum in the United States. You can read more on sequentialpulp.ca. And now, here's my chat with Ricky King.
Well, I actually have been drawing comics for a really long time, and I just kind of drew comics when I was a kid. I read things like, I always had Archie comics around, and I used to buy like a lot of really, well, I shouldn't give them a hard time because I really liked them at the time, kind of crappy kids comics like Yogi Bear comics and stuff like that. Although I did like Casper and Richie Rich and stuff, which I legit think is really good. But and so much Sonic the Hedgehog, man. I like am embarrassed about the amount of Sonic the Hedgehog comics I used to read, and I just really like comics. I always wanted to draw them, but it's one of those things, like maybe many other things, especially if you're from a rural place, you kind of set up barriers for yourself, and then one day you're like, wait a minute, I could just do that if I wanted to, even if it's not necessarily fantastic or professional or whatever. I could start to draw them, and I actually was the Scope, St. John's former arts and entertainment newspaper, had a comic contest where local people could people from town or people from Newfoundland in general could enter the contest, and I won. And after my 1 year stint of being in the scope, which was, that was your prize, was up. They just kept me on as a contributor. So I, you know, continue to make comics for them, and I did just sort of editorial style illustrations as well.
So what, can you describe what type of artwork you submitted to win that contest?
Yeah, well, I actually did a specifically, because I feel like sometimes maybe I'm still like this, I was really idea focused, where you need to say like, oh, I need like, you know, a hook, and I want to make a comic strip, and there's going to be a, you know, a center, which is, it's fair. I mean, many people do that, or that's kind of the way you do it, I guess. Yeah, it was about a cat in space, and like the idea was that it's just a regular cat in outer space, so it kind of like would fall into these sort of John Carter of Mars classic sci-fi situations, but would just be a cat. And because, of course, people, you know, aliens, people from other planets, things off the Earth don't know what a cat is. They would just like approach it as if it was any other, you know, alien being that they're not sure of. So it would kind of just be in these situations where it's like, you know, often pooping. Usually it would poop somewhere. It shouldn't lick itself when the time was not good.
So you started in St. John's, but when I recently saw you, you were in Toronto at TCAF. So I guess at some point you made a move to the big city.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's as simple as my partner, wife, girlfriend, whatever, she's from Toronto. So we were in St. John's. I'm from the southwest coast of Newfoundland, actually. I'm around Port of Ass that way, a town called Burnt Islands. I lived in St. John's because, you know, it's Newfoundland. You have to go somewhere else. You can never work in the place where you are, I think. So we met in St. John's, and we just moved. I actually went to NASCAD for a little while in Halifax, but it was crazy expensive. The worst time ever to go to NASCAD. They rose the tuition prices while I was there, like in the first year. So just, we kind of like, you know, had to like get out of Dodge, basically. It was kind of, yeah, the tuition stuff, it was too expensive. It was difficult to get jobs. So we just came to Toronto because she's from here. We're like in kind of in the neighborhood where she grew up. And Toronto was like great for comics. I mean, I was just at Sneaky D's, which is like featured in Scott Pilgrim. It's a kind of a nacho place slash bar, I guess. So that kind of, you know, obviously everybody knows Scott Pilgrim.
That's pretty cool. Now, when you were at TCAF, we chatted very briefly, and you were showcasing The Motivationalist. And I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about what motivated you to create this book.
Yeah, well, I have trouble being motivated, so I wanted, that's kind of where the name comes from. So I started to do a bio comic, which I find is a little bit, it's a bit ego-driven. I mean, because who really cares about, you know, you as a person, just a random person, but, you know, it's something that you can pull from every single day. So really it's, you know, my Instagram comic, it's something that you can, you know, ideally every single day make a comic about, even if it's mundane. So I kind of wanted to look at, you know, say today, maybe I just looked at my phone. Fine. That's what the comic will be about. Or maybe I just went for a walk, or I saw these squirrels. So I tried to just pull from that. So it was just like, you know, a way to motivate myself to do something every day. I thought The Motivationalist, I like the idea of having a really long title that might even be difficult to fit on the front of a book. So I wanted to go for that. I initially had another idea about a guy who was actually going to be kind of like a part of this like weird group of motivational speakers who kind of gets in crappy Seinfeldian situations, but I was like, I don't know, I'm not gonna like take the time to like write that, maybe some other day. So I just enjoy doing them. It's, you know, I people seem to like them well enough, and you know, once you kind of like start to draw, like in this case, you know, I draw myself, I draw my girlfriend, and you get the hang of it. So then when I got accepted to TCAF, I was like, I'm just gonna do a longer form version of this, because I want to, I like it, and I don't need to learn to draw something else. I already know now how to draw me and draw her, so I'll just kind of do that. And I mean, it wasn't necessarily the easy route either, because I definitely took me, I was kind of down to the wire in terms of getting ready. And it is, when you're doing comics about yourself, it gets, especially when you start to do something a bit more you know, longer form is serious, it gets harder to know what you should and shouldn't put, should and should not put in, I should say, because I'm not really like the kind of person to put myself out there quite that much. And I don't really like to, you know, there's things I could put in about friends and stuff, but I'm like, I don't know, I don't want to ask permission, I don't want to insult anybody. So you kind of pick and choose.
A lot of self-editing, I guess, goes on there. You got to figure things out.
Yeah, I like to, what I put in there, I want it to be real, but, you know, the timelines and the things that are left out. But I think the next one I do, I'm gonna go a little bit harder. I have a friend that I really want to put in there, but he's going to have to be heavily edited.
So that was a question I had for you. Like, typically on your Instagram account, you post these short form, you know, I guess web comics, you could say, with very, very brief instances. And yet for this book, you had to make something a little bit longer in scope. And it was more than just a compendium. You actually had to tell a longer story. I'm wondering, what challenges did you face and how did you overcome them in order to get this book done?
Yeah, I mean, it still became, I definitely wanted to do something that was a more of a structured narrative, or my intent was to do something that was more structured from start to finish. Like, I kind of thought it would be like this page leads into this page leads into this page, like a regular, like a usual comic, you know, with 24 pages. But I did find that it was kind of difficult to do that. So I still ended up, you know, making these sort of, you know, the pages can almost be rearranged at times. So I still kind of, a lot of them were still kind of self-contained in a way. So I was just trying to link them together. So I tried to make it more, you know, because every day that you have, I was telling somebody about this a while ago. I was like, if you watch a sitcom, you think, wow, that's, you know, the characters from The Office or Friends, their lives sure are interesting, but it's like, you know, to me, I'm like, yeah, but they've got a whole boring full days of their lives that you don't even see, you know, they sit around and talk at the coffee shop, but they, like, you know, have boring lives. So you kind of like pull from your own life in that way. And, you know, you can kind of look at each page, even if it is separate, as just like a little instance from, you know, from my life. So they don't need to spill together. I'm not telling like a, you know, it's not real time. You know, you can look at this page, it can be different. You know, some things happened between that page and the next one. So I kind of tried to think about it like that. But of course, I did try to work it into a cohesive story, although I'd say it has sort of an act one, act two, where a bunch of random stuff happens, and then I go to Montreal.
So I've talked to some artists over the years, and they've commented that making short form, like web comics, are somewhat tougher than, let's say, the traditional comic book issue, because you've got to get that cohesive story in fewer panels and get it across. Even though you are trying to put them together in a book and they all sort of have a story, you have a moment, and trying to get it within those, like, let's say, four panels is very tricky. And there's a little bit more effort required than, say, a long form comic book. Do you find that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's definitely true. I mean, I don't try to, because I'm kind of pulling from my own life, I don't try to tie things together in the same way. I mean, things are literally tied together because it is actually things that have happened, even if they're very loose, you know, kind of boring moments. But yeah, if you read something like, I mean, The Abominable Charles Christopher by Carol Kershaw, I mean, that's like, I don't even think he, is it Kershaw? Herschel? I don't even think he like necessarily knew that comic was going to go in that way when he started making it. It was kind of a bit more gag based at first, but then it really became like kind of an, you know, a bit of a saga actually. And it was obviously very, very good. So I'm sure that, you know, coming up with something that frequently in terms of like, if you are going to go for something gag based is hard. It's nice that maybe you have this freedom in a way where you can, you know, you don't know where it's going, so it can kind of take you somewhere. But at the same time, if it does take you somewhere, you kind of need to look back and say, okay, what was it before? Do I want to, like, you know, am I going to like start retconning things to kind of fit what happens now? And, you know, you might start to lose some of that freedom as well as soon as that happens.
So you've got this motivationalist book done. I'm wondering what other projects do you have on the go?
I wish I had more. I mean, I've been very busy lately with other things. I'm definitely like making the bones of the second issue of this, just because I really did enjoy doing it. So I'm a small time comic artist. They're not flying off the shelves or anything, but I liked it enough and I was happy with it enough that I definitely want to do more. I've been talking about doing something that is maybe a bit more, I really want to make something that's fictional. I have this idea also for, I really like Moomin and those kind of kids comics that have like a really European vibe. And I have like a kind of a character sort of, tucked into my cap basically that I've been drawing. And I'd really like to get that out there. I might even take something like that and let that sort of take over the Instagram page for a while and, get rid of the. Because I'm finding it since I've made a longer form comic, I'm finding it harder to do separate kind of one-off comics because all my ideas I'm sort of putting them into the longer form thing. So anytime I have an idea to do there, I'm like, but I want to do it over here. So I'd like to make something a bit more kind of silly, basically something with some made-up monsters. I like drawing doodles of weird creatures, so I want to get some of that out there again.
Sure. Now, recently I've been talking to your fellow Newfoundlanders, Wallace Ryan, Paul Tucker, and they've got an event going on fairly soon. Do you see a sort of, I'm talking to you from Newfoundland and I'm a Newfoundlander, do you see perhaps an East Coast sort of rejuvenation in comic books or at least artwork coming in your mind? And does that inspire you to perhaps work with some of those East Coast creators as well?
Man, I would love to go down to the thing that they're putting off there for sure, the Pure Comics Fest, just to check it out. Because yeah, there's definitely some good stuff. I mean, there's literally fewer people in Newfoundland, so anytime you kind of build a community, it's probably going to be smaller. But I mean, Mike Feehan is nominated for an Eisner for the Snagglepuss book that he worked on there. Paul Tucker is, always working, and now Wallace has been doing stuff for years. Wallace does some really, really nice stuff. He's kind of like the guru there in St. John's. And Downtown Comics is like the perfect kind of hub for that kind of community there because it is just really like a hole in the wall. It's just like the perfect, St. John's comic shop. It's not like shiny and beautiful in the traditional sense when you go inside, but like it's a comic book store. I love that place. So it does seem like there's a rejuvenation. Hopefully, having a festival and stuff like this, you really will get people on board with, making comics because it's a tough place if you want to stay there. It can be really, really difficult to commit. I know artists that are from there who've been really, really good. I mean, who've just I think they had to work. I think they just had to get jobs, and it's not like a criticism at all. I mean, I think that they probably put that stuff aside because they need to like make money, and it's easy. The people that I'm thinking of, I mean, are talented enough that they're never going to lose what they have. But it can be easy to kind of push it aside. I mean, for me, and I'm not saying, oh, I'm one of those great artists that does that. But I mean, I am definitely one of the artists that pushes things aside for too long. So having a community, having a festival like that they're doing is that's like the way to do it. And wouldn't St. John's be the perfect spot to have like a really like a pure comics, as they're calling it, festival, and just draw people in? Who wouldn't want to go there in the summer, comic artists, and just gather them up there, and you go on George Street and they have like, comic artists like swarming the place. That would be amazing.
Do you have any other events planned for this year to promote yourself?
Not really. I mean, I'm going to I'm TCAP is kind of a once every other year thing, unless you have something really big coming out. But you can go to The Beguiling now. You can pick up my book there, The Motivationalists. You can also get it at the TCAF page and panel shop as well. It's at both those places. You can pick it up there. I'd certainly would love to be taking part in something because I crave deadlines. But I think from here on out, I'm going to have to be setting my own deadlines and just kind of using the internet to its full capacity to sell myself, which I'm so great at.
There you go. There you go. Where can people follow you online? Where do you recommend?
Yeah, just Instagram, at Kiki Ring. So my name is Ricky King, but it's at Kiki Ring. Just follow me, and if you follow me, every time I get a follower, I'll post a comic for you. I'll draw a comic just for you if you follow me on Instagram.
Thanks to Ricky for the chat. You can discover more about Ricky on Instagram at instagram.com/KICKYRING. And thanks to you for listening to the True North Country Comics podcast. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe to and like this podcast on Apple Podcasts. And please leave a good rating. Also check out the TrueNorthCountryComics.com website and follow along on Twitter at True North Comics. Please send your feedback to info@TrueNorthCountryComics.com. Thanks again for listening. Come back soon for another episode. Bye for now. True North Country Comics podcast is copyright True North Country Comics, copyright 2019.